Hello, welcome back to Carlos Tierney's Personal Development Podcast. Our last podcast, we talked about goal setting. This podcast, we're going to continue with that topic of goal setting, and we're going to talk about ways of tracking and measuring our goals to make sure we're meeting and succeeding what we want to try to accomplish. Today, I have a very special guest with us today. This is one of my favorite little people. Her name is Emily. Emily is one of our students here at our karate program, and she's going to talk to you about some of the steps that she's taking to make sure she's meeting all her goals. So how are you doing today, Emily? Can you say hi to everybody?
Hi.
All right, Emily. So what we had is we gave you guys your goal setting topics and your tracking that we had. We had month one, month two, month three, and then we had three categories. Those three categories was home, school, and at the dojo for you. All right, so Emily, we're going to go over kind of some of the things that you're doing at home and that you want to improve on and tell me how you're keeping track of it. So let's talk about what you want to improve on at home, Emily. Go ahead.
Well, I want to like clean my room more so I can invite my friends over more.
All right, very good. Okay, and so what are some things you're kind of using to help you with that?
I have a sheet in the hallway on the chalkboard that has five squares next to the word March January, and every time I clean my room once, I check off one of those squares to make sure I clean my room.
Fantastic. All right, good. So that's a good way to track to make sure your room, because you definitely want to have your friends come over and be able to play in your room, right?
Yeah.
Can't have a messy room with that. You're going to make a mess anyway, so you got to be able to clean it up before they come. Excellent. All right, let's go to school. What are some things you want to improve on in school, Emily?
I really want to start reading more and do my homework at the dojo more.
Okay.
So I can actually have more time when I get to my house.
So when you get home, yeah, because we do have some time here that you're able to get your homework done, right?
Yeah.
So maybe we could set some measures into the dojo where we make sure that you're getting your homework done. Emily's one of our after-school students, which is great because she comes right here from school. She does her karate program with us here, and then she can do her homework as well. So we're going to kind of make sure we monitor that with you as well, set up some kind of system to make sure you're getting it done.
Okay.
All right, because we don't want you to miss any time at home when you get home. You want to be able to play and do all those extra things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. So what about some of your other activities? Let's talk about you in the dojo. What is it that you want to improve on in the dojo for your karate classes?
Well, I really want to get faster at my punches and kicks.
Okay. So what are some things we can do to make sure we're doing that?
Well, so when I do my punches and kicks slow, I say, come on, Emily, you got to redo it.
Okay.
And make sure it goes faster. So, like, I have a list in my head, and I see if I'm doing it fast or not fast, and a question on it says, are you doing it fast or not fast?
All right, so
and I cross it off if I'm doing it fast, and I X it off if I'm not doing it
fast. Okay, so you can, I can help you as to how you can make sure you're measuring your punches and kicks to go fast. What you want to think about is that when you're punching and kicking, when we give you the count or the command for you to move, you want to try to make it as fast and as explosive as possible. It should be like an electric current that goes through your body that makes you just pow and snap it right out there really quick. All right, I think that would definitely help you as far as making your punches and kicks faster in the dojo. All right, so you guys, listen, this is Emily. She's an awesome young lady, and she's got the right track on her. She's got her right head on her shoulders there. She knows exactly the steps she's got to take to make sure she's meeting her goals. I hope you guys are taking the time to really sit down with your kids. I hope as adults, you guys are sitting down looking at things you got to do at home and at work, and then what you can do for your own physical fitness and to get yourselves a little better. To a better place as well. Again, if you have any questions on any of our pod class, please go feel free to comment. We'll come back to you. We'll come back to you from the comment section. That's pretty much it for today, guys. Again, I hope you are able to track your and use your measurements to make sure you're meeting the goals that you want to set. We have January, February, March. We'll be checking back with you guys another week. Again, we'll talk to you all soon. Emily, can you say goodbye to everybody?
Bye.
All right. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll talk to you again. Bye now.